Today's shiur in the Deer Shoot Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we begin today a brand new siman, Reish Mem Zayin, which deals with Din Einam Yehudim HaMeviim Kisovim B'Shabbos. Postal usage on Shabbos, delivering Federal Express, overnight packages, just a regular mail, or any other type of mail delivery on Shabbos. Very interesting and important, Shaila. Mechabes starts off with Sif Aleph. Sholeach Odom Igeres Biyad Eino Yehudi. A Jewish person is allowed to send a letter in the hands of a non-Jewish person. Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. He's even allowed to give it to the non-Jewish person Erev Shabbos right before it's nightfall. The Mishnah Berurah will explain in Sivkot and Beis. It means Im Chashecha Hainu Ba'od Shashemesh Zorech. The sun is still out. It's not yet Shabbos. Vigam Tzorech Sheyetzei Ha'ena Yehudi MiPesach Beso SheYisrael Kodem HaShabbos. And he brings out for the Rambam that the Jewish person has to give it to the non-Jewish person with enough time left in the day that the non-Jewish person can leave his premises before it's actually nightfall, before it's Shkia. So therefore, that's what it means over here, that you gave it to him before Shabbos started, and he has enough time to leave your premises before Shabbos starts. And Vahusha Kotzas Lo Domin, back to the Mechaber says, if they arranged a set fee for the services, costs, whatever it costs to mail this item, to give it to this non-Jewish person, then in that situation, as long as you don't tell him, as long as you don't tell him you must deliver this on Shabbos, so then this is permissible, even though the non-Jewish person will be working on Shabbos with your letter. So how come that's permissible? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph, this same idea applies actually to any malacha. When you're giving it to the non-Jewish person, and he can't complete it before Shabbos, then it's not allowed because it's essentially as if you're giving it to him on Shabbos. So, you must arrange to pay him a set fee for his services before the work is started. Because in this situation, when you give him a set fee, the oz adaitin denafshei ka'ovit below bishvil Yisrael. Now he's working for himself. He's getting $100 when he completes this. Whenever he completes this, he gets the $100. Now he's working for himself. As we've already learned previously, and we'll learn again, ukhidisa lakamim besimin reishnun beisiv beis. So why bedafka did the Mechaber tell us it's a letter that we're talking about over here, when it applies to other types of work as well? Ella, the Mishnah Berurah says, Nokadi geris, the Mechaber specifically chose to write this din in regards to a letter, liyashmina, to teach us the following halacha. The ilo kotzas, if you didn't set up a set amount for this service, velo kviya beidoar bimasa, and if there is no set post office in that area, then it's also, it would be forbidden to do this. Kidemasik, as we're going to learn, v'hatam, kimosha kosav nulikame, and the reasoning is, as we've already expressed, avol shar kelim v'chayfetzim. However, other utensils or items, omos, or money, if you send that in the mail, im sholeach biyad eino yehudi be'erev Shabbos, if you send those items in the hands of a non-Jewish person on Erev Shabbos, hadin kimo b'chol melachos, then the halacha is like with any other melacha. U'lekach afilu im lo kotzas, in those situations, even if you didn't set up a set amount, im yeh shehus bayom, if there's enough time left in the day, lagi ilim ko mishenishtalach lo mutter, if there's enough time to get to where he's supposed to be going in that day, not a problem. We're not concerned in that situation, so that you're not going to find the person over there in the house, and you're going to start looking for this person all over the place. With a letter, you'll do that, but not with these other items. So that's why the Mechaber specifically mentions his din in regards to a letter. We've already done Sivkot and Beis, so now let's go to Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah. He says, you have to specifically make sure that you don't tell him to do this on Shabbos. If the non-Jewish person says, oh great, I'm going to do this on Shabbos itself, less lebut. Even if he tells you that, it's not a concern. Why? You didn't instruct him to deliver it on Shabbos. You said, please bring this to Yankel's house. And you bring it there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I don't really care when. He says, well, I'm going in that direction now. I'm going to bring it there tomorrow morning on Shabbos. He's doing that bishul schirusei. He's doing that for the benefit of himself, and therefore it's perfectly permissible. Sivkot and Dal in the Mishnah Berurah. Sheilech b'Shabbos, not go on Shabbos. V'adin shelo yomalo. The Jewish person has to be careful not to tell him. Re'ei shetehei shom biyom rishon o biyom sheni. if he tells him, you have to deliver it there by Sunday or Monday, or any specific time, and it's known, it's impossible for him to get there. It takes 2 days to travel there. You give it to him on Friday, he said it has to be a Sunday. Guess what? It's essentially as if you're telling him to travel on Shabbos. This would essentially be the same as if you told him specifically to go on Shabbos, and therefore it would not be allowed. Now that obviously brings up huge questions. How does anybody use the post office today? How do you use Overnight Express, any of the services that will bring something to somebody on a Shabbos or on a Sunday? So now let's look. We have a lot of interesting Dirshu footnotes to catch up on. So let's start with Dirshu footnote number 2. He brings down, Ubimakom Sakana. In a situation where there is a sakana involved, for example, kagon b'chola shehichbid olav cholav ma'od nebuch, a person is sick and his sickness is getting worse, and you want to send a message to a non-Jewish person, you go to the next town and bring the relatives over here so they should be with him b'regayev ho'achronim, so they can be with him in his last moments of life. So the Kafach Haim has already written shemutu lasos kein, you are permitted to ask the non-Jew on Shabbos to go bring this letter to notify the people to come here. Afilu im lo kotzatz manachu ischar avurze. Even if you didn't tell him, I'll give you $10 for doing this. Va'av kishabarush lo yagia aleim hanachri kodim Shabbos. And you know for a fact that the nachri is going to get there not before Shabbos. You're telling him essentially go there on Shabbos. You're allowed to do this. Why? Kadesh lo titariv daito shalachola. Because a sick person wants to say goodbye to his friend, his relative that you're calling. And if you don't, he's going to be very upset, and that could unfortunately hasten his death. So therefore, it's allowed. Furthermore, Yoser Mikach, more than this, in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shinvav, he writes, Mutu Lomar B'Shabbos, you can tell on Shabbos to the guy, Sheyelech Chutz L'Tchum, to go outside the Tchum in order to bring the relative of the sick person who's dangerously ill here on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah adds over there, Mutu Rafilu Liskor Shaliach, you can even hire somebody, Sheyarutz Kamer Parsos, that he'll travel a long distance, many parsos. A parsos is 4 kilometers. So he can travel a long distance in order to bring the relative of the chola there. Again, the reasoning is, Kidei Shalot Titarif Olav Daito, so that the sick person shouldn't chas v'shalom have his death hastened in any way. And he adds, Ulishloach b'Shabbos igeris letzadik ayidei nochri. What about sending a person to ask a Gadol to daven for you, to send a letter to a Gadol on Shabbos, to ask him to daven for the sick person, Kadesh Yispal Lachola Mesukun? So the Shelet Teshuvas Marsham says that that is not allowed. You're only allowed to use the standard method, so to say, that will make sure that a person isn't hastening his death, but not supernatural. Dishah foot number 3 brings down, what about giving your car over to a Goyisha garage on Erev Shabbos, in order for them to fix it? Now, they're going to fix it possibly on Shabbos. So Shelos HaTshuvas Orlo Tzion writes, it's not a problem. Sha'af im yodea sheyiskenu b'Shabbos, even though you know they're going to work on Shabbos, because that's when they like to work. Mutal Asoskin, you can give in your car to the garage on Friday afternoon, and even if they're going to repair it on Shabbos, it's not a problem. Because it costs $200 to get your item fixed. Ochein. But you can't say, well, I'm going to pick it up 2 minutes after Shabbos. You bring it in 2 minutes before Shabbos starts, and they have to change your carburetor, and you're going to pick it up 2 minutes after Shabbos ends, so you're basically telling them to do it for you on Shabbos. Then they're not working for themselves only, then they're working on your behalf, and that's not allowed. Finally, Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down the very important shiloh, which is absolutely a very practical shiloh today for many people. Sending a Federal Express or a UPS or any other emergency overnight express of a letter that will be asked on Friday to get there on Shabbos morning. Is this ever permissible? So he brings down Dirshu footnote number 4. V'chem bizmanenu, nowadays, you have the Doar Express mail, and you want to send it out on Friday to get it overnight. They'll get it on Shabbos. V'yodeh b'vadai. And you know for a fact, they're going to have to travel on Shabbos in order to get it to where you want it to be. Even if it's going there to be there on Sunday or Monday, it's a 2-day travel, so they have to travel on Shabbos. So it's essentially you're telling them to travel for you on Shabbos. Is this ever permissible? So he brings down, under a great need. So Dayin Weiss Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchak writes, Yesh Lohokel, one can rely upon this leniency. This is based upon a Shus Yaakov, which brings down, Sheyesh Lohokel, you can be lenient over here. Because you're not really telling the messenger yourself directly to go and deliver this. You're basically telling UPS, I'd like you to have this delivered. And then UPS is telling the individual delivery person, you go and deliver it. And this is called shvus de shvus. This is called an indirect amirul yakum, so to say. The actual guy that's delivering the express package, you didn't tell him anything. He doesn't know you. He's in South Africa, and you're going and delivering this package over here in New York. And you don't know anything about the person at Kennedy Airport or in South Africa who's picking up this package. Therefore, you just made a deal with the officer in UPS to go and deliver this package. So therefore, it's not being directly given by this Jewish person, and therefore you're allowed to do this. Again, one shouldn't do this willy-nilly, but one should do this under extenuating circumstances, for example, for business, for financial loss, that would be permissible. He adds another reason in the name of the Chokas Yaakov. And he writes, this UPS plane that's traveling from Kennedy Airport to Johannesburg is not just taking your letter. There are other items on the plane. So therefore, he's not really doing this for you. He's doing this for his business. He's doing this for all the other packages and letters that are going over there. And therefore, this is similar to if a non-Jewish person lights a candle or a light on Shabbos for himself, so then the Jewish person is allowed to get benefit from it also. So the plane that's going from Kennedy to Johannesburg is bringing all sorts of things so you can get benefit from that work because it's not being done specifically for you. And he adds from the Minchas Yitzchak, he adds, Sheesh Luma Lamid Zchus, Alosim came, there's a Zchus that you could attribute to the people that rely upon this. He says, the Metzias is over here, Shalom Tomid Maspikim Shluch Hador Lishloch Hasamachtavim Yosayom. They sometimes don't actually do the overnight delivery, it's not 100% guaranteed. And therefore, the Mashaleach himself is not necessarily considered as he's doing this directly for you under your direct instruction. In any event, these great gedolim over here do permit one to use an overnight express type of a situation that will unfortunately have to go on Shabbos under some extenuating circumstance. Back to the Mechaber, he writes, if you didn't set up a set fee with the postal worker, if you don't have a set post office over there, which again, nowadays everybody does have a set post office in most civilized parts of the world, so therefore this doesn't really apply. But he says, if there is no set post office, which the Ramah explains, Pirush, Isha Dua, a known postmaster, Shekok Sav Elov Yuval, to whom Mishalchul Misha Shaluach Elov, that the set post office in that town will take care of the deliveries within that town. So then, if you don't have that, Bimasa also then you would never be allowed to use the postal service, because even if you're putting the letter in on Sunday, you don't know when it's going to be delivered. And therefore, if you don't have a set fee for it, so he's not working, so to say, just to make his contracted job over here, but he's doing this specifically for you. He's now doing it for you on Shabbos, even if you sent it on Sunday. And therefore, it wouldn't be allowed. Mr. Bruce of Cotton, hey, writes, Hainu, she'enu kavua tomin ha-beidoa be'oso ir shenishtalach sham. Talking about where the post office isn't always there. Ella, what happens? Holech lefamin l'makom ma'acher. Sometimes the post person over there moves about. And therefore, also, you're not allowed to, because the shem aloyim senu hainu yudivi yitztorech le'elech achor b'shabbos. Because he's going to get there, and the person who he's supposed to give the letter to isn't over there. So he's going to start looking all over the place on Shabbos to give it to the post person over there, the postmaster, and therefore it's a problem. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Well, kachach miru kulei hai." That's why the Mechaber is so strict over here. The Choshesh l'zeh b'inyaneinu, and says you can't do this. The Kivin shekasav yado Yisrael no say, since it's clear that this is a Jewish letter, the nikar ma'ase Yisrael, and it's clear that it's being done on behalf of a Jewish person. Yomer b'Shabbos nasal l'holich. Therefore, people will say that it was given on Shabbos for the non-Jewish person to do work on behalf of the Jewish person, which is not allowed. Therefore, Mishnah Berurah says, "Vim kain, im nichtav yoygeres b'chsav enam yehudim." If you write it in a non-Jewish script, you're writing it in English, you're writing it in French, you're writing it in a language that's not Yiddish or Hebrew with Hebrew script, shari laholich afilu be'erev Shabbos lo katzas. Then you would be allowed, in fact, to send this letter through a non-Jewish person before Shabbos, even without setting up a set sum. Kol sheyuchal agiya shom mibo jom labayis rishon asom lechoma. As long as he will be able to get to that town. It's enough time, at least, for him to get to that town before Shabbos, to the first house in that town, and therefore there wouldn't be any actual melacha done on Shabbos, because it's a walled city. As we've already said, it's permissible to send other things via a non-Jewish person, as long as he can get to the town before Shabbos, there's no problem of carrying. Sivkot and Vav. Also, Lishloach, you're not allowed to send it. We said if you didn't have all these things prearranged, so he brings that from the Olo Shabbos, because of Olo Shabbos. This is talking about over here where the non-Jewish person is taking the things to the postmaster. But if you're sending a letter with a friend, then you don't have to be concerned that he's going to not be present at the house where the letter is supposed to be delivered, and the person is going to run all over the place. And in this situation, you would be allowed to send it even Erev Shabbos without a set fee, as long as he can make it there before Shabbos. That's also the opinion of Rav Avraham Prague, as brought down in the Bach. And he says, furthermore, look over there. Ayin Shom, Sherech, Umesik, Lahaka was there. That one can be lenient in this situation. But that's the Tazimogin. Avram, the Gamma Shalechi, Geris, the Chaber, Ogam, Kinyesh, Hashash, Zeh. They disagree and say there's a concern even over here. And he brings down, Ube Perish, Rabbeinu Chananel, Shiotza, Atul, Laor, in the brand new Rabbeinu Chananel Perish that came out in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, Mucha, Kiola Shabbos. He passing like the Ola Shabbos, Ayin Shom. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mihu, however, Im Amalein Yehudi Shelech L'Sham, if he tells a non-Jewish person who's going there, V'im Sol B'nei Beis, So Shalo So Yishim Lo Yim Senu, you can give it to the people in the household over there, even if the person who it's being delivered to isn't there, then, L'Kuli Amashari, Afil Be'er Shabbos, then everybody would say it's good as long as you gave it to him Be'er Shabbos, U'Belo Kotzas, even though you didn't set a fee for it, Kikol She'ochol Agiel, L'Bayis Arishon, Asom L'Chom, Shelech She'ishon, as long as you can reach to that city, be within the Erev, so to say, before Shabbos starts. Sivkot and Zayin, the Imhu Derech Karo, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's a short distance away, it could go Mahalach Yom Echod, only one day's travel away, Nira, the Atim Hu Mishacho B'Yom Shenu, Shlishi Shari, then it would be permissible to give it to the non-Jewish person on a Monday or a Tuesday, because even though we just said you can't give it to him on a Sunday if you know he's going to travel on Shabbos, but here it's only a one-day distance. Shach Shlo Yim Seno B'Veso, even if he doesn't find him there on Monday or Tuesday, Yeshlo Shalos Habe Lelechas, he'll still have plenty of time to get it to the person that the letter is being delivered to before Shabbos. This is brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham. Back to the Mechaber, he says, V'ikviya be'dar b'masa, if there is a postmaster or a regular post office in the city, Meshachan afil be'er Shabbos, then all of these concerns go away, and you can send it on Erev Shabbos as long as it's out of your possession by the non-Jew before Shabbos starts. V'hu she'e shos be'yom k'dei she'yuchal agiya le'be'is ha'samach l'choma, and as long as there is time in the day that he'll be able to go and bring it to that other city before Shabbos starts. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Chess, he writes, Hainu Shaish Hamamuna Alzer Kavua Shom Tommy, the postmaster that's in charge of that post office is there all the time. Ubechalzer, who Masha Koran Akshav postmaster, and he says this includes the terminology of postmaster, Shiro Gulios with Makomus Gedolim, that most big cities had post offices in those days. Shu Omid Al Hamishmor Beitim Yiduim, they set up set hours and set times that they have the office open. Lakabuk Sobim, to accept the letters, Lashalkum, and to send them, Masha Yachum Laksovim Haim, to the people that it's supposed to go to. Sivkot and Tess, as long as it's samuch l'choma, l'ir shenishtalach k'sham, k'loma l'bayis rishon b'bifnim, as long as it can reach to inside the walls of that city, it's acceptable. The Ramah adds over here, Hagah, v'yesh matir mafilu lo kotzas, there is even a more lenient opinion over here that says, even if you didn't set up a set amount for the post person to go and deliver the letter, it's okay. V'afilu lo kviya beidar b'masa, and even if there's no set post office in the city, he brings us down the name of the Torah. As long as it's sent on Thursday or earlier than Thursday, you don't have to be concerned that he's going to travel for you on Shabbos. And he says, you can rely upon this if you need to. And this is, again, what most people rely upon in terms of putting letters in a mailbox and having the mail. You're not telling the guy to do it on a specific Shabbos day. And whenever he does it, he does it. And therefore, it's not a concern. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud explains, Tamayu, the reasoning is, the Kivin Shlo Amarlo Yisro Behedjo Shilech B'Shabbos, as I just said, since you're not telling him specifically, I want you to deliver this on Shabbos. And last sar, Kim Somach L'Shabbos, we only don't allow this if it's immediately right before Shabbos. Because in this situation, the Nira Kishlucho Shal Yisro L'Zeh, it looks like he's your assigned person doing something for you on Shabbos. V'amirul Eino Yehudi Shvutz Afilu Amalo B'Erev Shabbos Lassus Moloch B'Shabbos. And this is called Amirul Yakim, even if you tell the non-Jewish person on Erev Shabbos to do something for you on Shabbos. That's also not allowed. However, Avo Muflog Min HaShabbos Kitzas. But if it's not a second before Shabbos, if it's not right before Shabbos, Lo Metzik Yom Lo Asim Moloch B'Shabbos, then it doesn't look like you're asking the non-Jewish person to do Moloch of you on Shabbos. Ulefikoch Ein Lassar Kiyim B'Yom Erev Shabbos. Therefore, it's not prohibited unless it's done right before Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Aleph writes, V'afilu yodua shelo yuchal lagia l'sham kodim Shabbos. Even the Ramah says, if you can't get there before Shabbos, you gave it to him Erev Shabbos, and there's no way he can get to that place before Shabbos, Gam kein shari ledeyazu. This lenient opinion of the Ramah says it's permissible. The kibishu muchlo gan Shabbos lo mischazik yishlucho v'chanal. It doesn't look like he's doing work for you on Shabbos because Shabbos is far enough away. And this is the heter that anybody relies upon to put a letter into a post office. That concludes today's shir.